Welcome everyone to our little unusual opening to Christ's blessing. And so we ask that he's also bless our dashboard that we can have a smooth and lovely call for everyone. Where we are right now in Texas, it is a lovely spring day, the kind of day you come to Texas for, and there's not a lot of them, because we have cold winters and hot summers, but this day is perfect. So I took a little time out and took a look at the flowering peaches coming out, and the pink magnolias starting to bloom. It's just absolutely gorgeous here. With about 80 degree weather. So welcome everyone to the beginnings of spring. And wherever you are, even in the North Country, like Jerome, I'm sure it's starting to feel and look a little bit like spring. Maybe jonquils coming up through the snow, who knows? Or a few migrating birds you're beginning to see on the limbs. It's a very, very wonderful, wonderful time of the year. So, I am very blessed to have my dear friend Nancy Freeborg with me again and with all of us. He is, he's learning just as I am about this new dashboard we have that our providers did not warn us about. So, we're on a learn-as-you-go basis. And we will just see. I'm sure it will look just fine.
The recording has started.
Yes. It says the session is over.
Oh. Did anything happen on your end?
Okay. Okay, now I'm hearing you. Let me try something. I wasn't hearing anybody. Okay. Can you hear me, Glenda?
Okay. This is weird. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, it's all very new. Certainly, I'm here. Everybody, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello? Stormy.
This is Stormy, yeah. I'm doing good.
Well,
I'd like to give
I'm
a blessing.
That. Do you have a blessing you would like to ask for?
Yes, it is about remembering. I've been remembering a man that trained me as a courier at Federal Express Air Freight for the last 3 days, and then the station manager to train me to train managers and supervisors. And I just had a good conversation with Wes a couple hours ago about remembering people that have been in our lives, that we just had a good 45 minutes of remembering, because Wes knew Tony Frangelino also. And so I just want to give a blessing to my ability to remember.
Okay. Well, that's really, that's a very important thing. And we've got you on the list for that, Stormy. Without any intent to rush, I'm going to see if we can bring someone else on the call, Stormy, if that's okay. Because
yes, that's...
I'm a little concerned about this board and how it's working. Okay, we have another caller.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello.
This is Jerry. Out in
Hi, Jerry.
How are you? You look sound great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jerry. It's great to hear you, too.
Well,
it's great to be on this call. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Blessings for my family. And it's melting our snow up here now, so it's looking good, but we still have some snow.
Well, you will for a while, but you you know, I'm sure you'll start feeling some signs of spring soon.
We are. We'll find some spring. But blessings for your spring of spirit and for your connection with Yeshua and the universe.
Oh,
too.
Thank you. Thank you, Stormy. I appreciate that.
So
okay. Love and light to you.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take our next caller, Tara Kim.
Hello.
Hello, Tara Kim. Hello. Hello, Tara Kim. Can you hear me?
Hello. Glenda, this is Elizabeth. I don't know whether it's got me. I'm hearing, I know you're talking to Tara Kim, but I seem to be hearing you and I unmuted.
You are on our list, but I thought you were next. So this is a crazy system today. They've really, really changed it around. All right, my dear. Elizabeth, what would you like to ask a blessing for?
Glenda, I'd just like to ask a blessing for my job at the moment. It's in upheaval, and three people have quit very quickly, and there's only actually seven of us anyway. So we're in the somewhat of a turmoil at the moment, Yeshua knows, and I just ask for a blessing for peace and harmony, tranquility, and for my soul to guide me whether I should stay or go or what to do about this whole job situation. I just need some clarification for myself and blessings for everyone involved because it's all a little contentious and unsettling. I just ask for light and blessings to come down on everyone involved so it's a win-win situation for everybody who's involved here. And a blessing for your board that it will work well for the rest of the call.
Yes, I think, I thought I had it figured out last week, but it changed again between last week.
Yes, well, that's technology. It does that.
Well, it's symptomatic of what's going on in our world on just about everything.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
We wake up in the morning and everything's different.
Yes,
not necessarily better, just different.
No, different, exactly.
Yeah.
But for all of us, I think that's what I'm finding. Suddenly everything's different. Every morning you cannot rely on anything to be the same. So we just have to work from our soul's wisdom and ask for blessings and roll with what it is on each morning.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And thank all of you for your patience as I deal with this predicament. Okay, well, Tara Kim.
Okay, thank you, Glenda.
Yeah, Tara Kim, I believe you are on now, if you didn't give up on it.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Thank you. Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. I would like to request a blessing for my husband, Bert. He's having some surgery on his hand coming up this Friday. And so I'd appreciate for the healing, for the surgery itself and for the healing as well as for the outcome if possible.
Absolutely. Well, how is he doing from the other treatments? Have they gone well?
He's doing fine from the other stuff. Yeah, he's been doing really good with that. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you, Tarkin, for speaking up and being part of the spirit on this call. And Mara, I am going to bring you on and hope, my goodness, it works. You are.
Okay. Can
Hello,
you hear
Mara.
Me?
Yeah,
Hello.
We do. Okay.
Oh, good. Well, hello, everybody, and it's nice to get it connected again, but we know that everything is, I say amen to all of your comments about all the changes and so on every day, and speaking of that, I have two requests. For blessings for our president, for the president I can't think of the
Ukraine.
Ukraine, thank you. Sometimes my words drop into a black hole, and then they come out later when we're all done. Thank you very much for that, for him and guidance for all of the world leaders at this critical time. I'm counting on some love being coming in, and it appears that that is happening. And then I have three family members that are in need of prayers for serious back problems at the moment. And I always include all of my family and friends and all of you in all my blessings too, but specifically also this week on Thursday, I will be having surgery on one of my eyes, and they're hoping to bring back some measure of sight in that eye, and so I would ask for prayers for all of the two doctors and the nurses and so on that will be working on it. And and I give thanks to Yeshua for having given me my family, who have been so good to me. They are just getting their heads together all the time to make sure that I'm getting rides here and there and having help come in when I need it. And there's so many people in my life that are being so kind. And this group is very, very important to me, this community, I should say. So thank all of you for your prayers, and I include you in mine.
Thank you so much, Maura. And I miss you on Sunday when you don't talk. We really do, because we love you so much. And so
thank
I can
you.
Imagine those who are with you personally would love you even more.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, be well, Maura, and many, many blessings on your eye surgery.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and I will include everybody that has requests. Well, I always do, so thank you.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, bye-bye for now, Maura, and we're going to look forward to hearing from you next week with all your good results.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay.
Aloha, Glenda and beloved community. This is Sarah in Massachusetts.
Yes, hi, Sarah.
Oh, so good to be in community today. I want to ask for continued Christ blessing for my beloved mom, Kathleen. May the peace of Jesus Christ just enter her full being. I want to ask for a blessing for myself and for all caregivers, that we may have the patience and just the grace to be present to what is and to support and with patience and love.
Amen.
Yeah.
They're always in my prayers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also for those who care for our environment and the small animals, they are in my prayers too. Because in a world that is as stressed as this, often they become overlooked. They become challenged and abandoned. So we include them in our blessings and prayers as well. They're such an important part of our life. in ways we don't even know or understand. So thank you, Sarah, and many, many blessings to you. Jeannie, hello.
Hello.
You are on.
Hello, Glenda. I'm so happy to be with you, and I'm so happy to be with our wonderful community. So I'm asking blessings for a friend, the daughter of a very dear friend, and the daughter, of course, is my friend as well, who called me a couple of days ago. And she is, the daughter's name is Carmen Salgado. They're from Mexico, beautiful family I've known now for about 20 years. Her mother, Teresa, called me up because we wanted to chat. And then her daughter and I had a chance to talk. And her daughter confided in me something that I've actually always known, and that is that she lives in the mortal fear of her mother's passing when her mom leaves. Carmen herself is a mother, and she has two children, young children and a husband. She works very, very hard. She's a natural leader, a wonderful young woman. But she told me that when her mother dies, that she would like to die too. So we had a real good talk, the two of us, and I know she felt better when we hung up. And so the prayer that I asked her permission to say her name and bring her to this wonderful group, knowing that it will be for her and all people who still are very identified with the body, feeling trapped in it rather than understanding our eternal, that life is, God is life and love. And also because of Easter, I would love to just share something that meant so much to me because it's also apropos to this. And that is, it was just something that I found, the words of Yeshua, that was talking about Eastertide. And what he's, because of, so many people, I think, don't realize that they're really alive now, but they're worried about death all the time. So he says, teach not that I died in vain regarding Easter. Teach rather that I did not die by demonstrating that I live in you. For the undoing of the crucifixion of God's Son is the work of the redemption, in which everyone has a part of equal value. God does not judge his guiltless Son. Having given himself to him, how could it be otherwise? And so my prayer, my deepest prayer, it just makes me sad.
Thank you, Todd.
My deepest prayer is that we human beings can help one another, can help one another in realizing that we are loved by God, not judged by God. So thank you.
Absolutely. God knows nothing but love. Now, Now that's not to say that judgment doesn't exist from God. In fact, that's all through the Bible. And I will talk about that at some other time. But it's not judgment without redemption. Uh-huh. It's simply judgment for instruction, so that redemption can occur. Because we can't, as Yeshua said in Love Without End, the heart does not even recognize us inside of our sins. It only sees us perfect.
Yes.
And whatever we have done separates us from God. And so God only judges us in order to point out what we need to let go of in order to be restored to reunion. It is not judgment leading to condemnation.
Yes.
It's different than human judgment. Humans do not know how to judge without attaching consequences of punishment to it.
Yes.
We don't know how, and we don't do it. God does know how and does it for love. One thing I do want to say about death and the difficulty we have in accepting the passing of our loved ones is to make a quote from Love Without End. Bert Beshua said, life is love in action. Now, do you think for any minute love does not exist beyond the physical world? In fact, I would say there's more of it beyond the physical world. Yeah. The physical world is where most of our challenges are taken on and our problems confronted and our frustrations exist. And the conflict we present back to others in life. If life is love in action, do you not think that would be amplified by the passing of someone? Do you not think that life would be greater on the other side of this world? So life does not diminish with physical death. It is amplified by physical death. Amplified, that word.
Yes.
Life on earth is somewhat reduced by the fact that we have our love a little bit reduced in the world. We're afraid to love just anybody. We're afraid to love just anything. We're very cautious about accepting everything. And so we cut down our love. That diminishes our life.
Yes.
It is only through love that we have more life abundantly. And that's what Yeshua, Jesus, said, I have come to bring you life more abundantly. Yes. How did he do that? By bringing us more love.
Yes.
And he was someone, being who he is, his relationship to God, his Father, was able to bring unconditional love to this world.
Yes.
He could hang beside the criminal and say, you shall be with me this day in paradise. Uh-huh. He could sit beside the lepers and not become diseased. He could sit beside a woman dropping her bucket to try and get some probably quite filthy water from the well. And he said, I'll give you water that doesn't make you thirsty. He walked, he fed the poor. He healed the sick. He had no resistance to anything or anyone. He even called into his chosen apostles one that he knew would betray him. And that didn't cause him to push Judas out until it was time for Judas to do his thing. So the love he brought into our world is what amplified our life. And you must remember that when, you know, when my mother passed, I watched her go from across, I think it was about 1,200 miles. I couldn't get there fast enough once my brother called me. And Larry and I went up to one of the high hills in Sedona, looking back in her direction, and I literally saw the atmosphere and the light changed right as she was passing. I saw the energy level go up. It was her light being amplified as she transitioned, not reduced as she transitioned. Yeah, this is a mistake we make most of the time about people passing over if we think they are losing their life. They're gaining their life. And that's something. I would suggest you begin practicing, especially one way you could do it is just kind of stay up with the news on the passing of celebrities you've known, loved, admired. You know, I'm thinking back to Betty White. I just adored her. She was such a loving, lovely person.
Yeah.
And I, from the moment her passing was announced online, I saw the whole world light up. I mean, literally, everybody wanted to remember her, say something about her, engage with her spirit, and she was everywhere. Her life was multiplied, magnified, spread around the world. And I can only imagine what it felt like to her. It was not a reduction of life, my friends. Yeah. And so I really want to encourage you to contemplate that, to focus on it,
yes,
and embrace it.
Yes.
Because we're going to all experience that one time or another. Get ready for it. Get ready for the amplification of your life.
Yeah.
I'm thinking back to what was witnessed by those who were in the room for Steve Jobs as he passed. Right as he passed, his last words were, "Oh my, oh my, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow." In other words, what he saw in his potential was something he had no idea of,
yeah,
until he started crossing over.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I want you to contemplate that, everybody. It will change your fear of death, your reluctance of death. And the only thing I would have, it's not a judgment, it's just a comment. I would comment about those who take their own life is that it might reduce their ability to have that experience because they're entering the passage in a state of trauma, in a state of believing that their life was a failure or that they were unloved or they didn't love their life or something of the sort, something either negative or traumatic. And it could reduce the beauty of that experience.
Yes.
So I really feel for them. But I have heard stories from people who were on a battlefield and they lost their best friend or their brother right beside them. And they come back with stories like, "I thought I would never get over it. But I look back and I see that after he laid his body down, he was better off than I was. I never expected that." I've read countless stories to that effect. And that brings us back to the story of the crucifixion and the resurrection.
Yeah.
On Easter, I'm going to give you a very special Easter message, which is going to cover this kind of knowledge, wisdom, and revelation that I want to pass on to you and share with you. So I will probably take up most of the call on Easter Sunday. I mean, when we celebrate Easter on our Sunday call. And we will get, I'll let you know about that before we get there. So,
oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Glenda, for all of us. On behalf of all of us, thank you. This is just so helpful, so beautiful.
You're very, very welcome, and I love the opportunity of doing it. Okay. Everybody, we're going to take another question, and I think we have, I don't have a feedback here telling me who we have.
You have Susan.
We have Susan.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, hi, Susan. I'm okay, except for the silly board that is so frustrating.
I say hello to everybody last week. I had family, so I wasn't able to be on, but I'm here, and it feels so good. I wish everybody blessings. But what I wanted to share was, you know, I had this bird for the last few weeks hitting my window. I have had that in years past, but it didn't last long. And this last a long time. And it was getting under my skin. So somebody said, put a dog in the window, a picture of a dog, and whatever I was doing wasn't working. And until I think it was this morning, I did some meditation, and I realized I had to let go of this and let it be for as long as it's meant to be. And then I looked at why it was so disturbing to me, and I saw that the bird was probably seeing its own image I guess thinking it's another bird. I'm not sure because why else would it hit a window? And I said, does this remind you of something? I said, yeah, it reminds me of me when I keep doing something that doesn't work and how angry I get at myself and how judgmental I get. I said, so what do you think you need? I said, well, I think I need patience, you know, because I think it's a reflect. My reaction is a reflection of my own judgment, doing the same
Amen.
Kind of thing. And I went, holy Toledo. And I noticed that I don't think the bird's going to come back anymore because I really, really made my amends for it, for myself and for the bird and for what was going on, what is going on, and how sad it is to keep thinking it's maybe another bird and you just don't want to get it and you keep living in that illusion and not seeing yourself. Now, like I say, it had it happened to me, but it never bothered me because it didn't last long. And sometimes, actually, I'd see a bird on the ground who died, you know. But this time, this was weeks and weeks. And I said, oh, there's a message in this one, girl. I'm laughing, you know. I'm laughing. But it's amazing to me that my guides will allow me to see it. And I said, and even if the bird comes back, so be it. So be it, and let me not criticize myself either for all the times I haven't learned the lesson and I keep making the same mistake until such time that I don't. And that's what I wanted to share with you all, aside from my great love for every one of you.
Well, thank you, Susan. And we did miss you, so welcome back. And I think one of the most important things about your sharing is what we all need to learn, and that is that every blessing comes with a mirror that faces back on us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're always guilty of the same thing, but that our judgment is actually reflective on something about ourselves we need to take notice of.
Right.
And not always even correct, maybe just dismiss, you know, something that is attracting the things we don't like. So,
but I think in this case, there was a learning. There was a learning, and always it's about loving more and looking at places I'm not.
Well, that's the ultimate lesson. No question about it, Susan. The ultimate lesson. But the other thing I was going to say is that we are actually the only one we can correct. And so that's why the mirror is there, so that we can find out what it is in ourselves that we can correct in order that that situation does not continue to occur.
Yeah, and, exactly what I said.
Yeah, exactly what you did. And that's how you handled it. So I'm just summarizing it in my own words for everybody. Because
it's an everybody thing.
We all have it. So it's an important thing to understand.
Absolutely.
Hey, okay,
I want to say one more thing. Can I just say, blessings to my stepfather, who's deathly afraid of death and suffering like crazy. And he's supposed to be 100 May 4th. But he's suffering like crazy. He thinks his life is going to go out, and he has serious mental health problems as a result.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
well,
his name is Mo. He really needs a lot.
We will hold blessings for him, that the angels will come and hold him until his time to leave is here. When the actual time comes, his fear will go away, Susan. It does.
Good. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye, dear. Bye-bye.
So long.
Okay.
Love all of you.
Thank you. Well, we have the next question, and it will be with Rhonda, I believe. I'm not sure.
Yes, hey, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi. It's good to be back and connected with everyone. And I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much. I just love it when you teach. I love it when you, like when you said something like at first a while ago, you said, well, that you would say more about that later, whatever, but, and then you just went ahead and launched into it. I'm so glad you did. I love that. I love it. And really looking forward to Easter and having you do a lot of, you know, teaching and on Easter. And wondered if there would be opportunities in the near future for you to do more of that, and even wondering if there's a way for us to connect, like on Zoom or something like that, in the future?
I certainly hope so. And it's in my plan to actually offer an online seminar within the next month to 6 weeks. We just need to get a little more on level ground to make sure all of our functionality is here and we don't have hiccups in the middle of a service like we did today. And just to make sure everything is moving like the old days, but better. And so we're working on that already.
Well, and I hesitate to bring it up because I don't want it to feel like I'm insensitive or impatient or putting pressure on you with everything else that you've got going on. I'm just excited about it. I just love when you teach. So I just pray blessings on all of that and just still you, your move unfolding and things falling into place for you.
Things are falling into place, and every day gets a little better. So, it is, and thank all of you for your prayers and your patience. Just being here, holding the walls of my life up for me while I relocated the furniture was really, really important. And I thank God for a really special blessing. I now have an employee for the first time in probably 4 years. So we are, this is going to allow us to do a great deal more than we have done in the recent past. You know, we used to be, when we had Candace, I'm sure a lot of you remember Candace. She did a great job managing the office and setting our seminars up and, well, keeping our books, keeping it stocked in product, it was great. I have that again. She's got to learn how to do it, but she's going to be fabulous. And so we're going to, everything is moving along very, very happily and productively. So just, again, thank you for your patience, your love, and your support getting us through this need for change. Some of the changes going on in the world are very needful. Others I'm not so sure about. I think it's just a byproduct of the fact that so much is changing at the same time. So, and that can actually add up to a problem for many people. Okay, Rhonda, is that it for today?
Well, I'm hoping your things are going well with your hip also, and just continued blessings for that for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Our by the way, everybody, our store is up and running now. We are offering everything, even Giclée. We've got it all. It was just kind of a magical moment last Friday when all of a sudden, the clouds moved away and the sun came through and it was all here. So, we're looking forward to serving you for a long time into the future. So, we are going to open our line to Miss Tina. Tina, you are here.
Yes, hi Glenda.
Hi.
So good to be here. It's such a privilege and, I'm always so grateful that I have been guided to this group and to Sedona and, yeah, to the blessing. And I want to ask a blessing for my daughter, Sarah, excuse me, and Lily, who is also a goddaughter and has been living with us for 2 years. And So they're all going now in different directions, and the all goal is a lot of changes coming up. And I really want to ask for a blessing that this is, that everybody's going to go and be at a good place. I don't know how to say it, but the schools are not necessarily good places anymore right now, and it's just a very difficult time, and I don't want to really get into it, what's going on in many schools right now in this country, but maybe there's other mothers on the call who are considering taking their children out. I wouldn't hesitate to take my child and homeschool her right now at this time. I mean, she's leaving anyways and going to college. But so I want to ask a blessing for all those children in the schools right now in the, that having a hard time. And
amen. Amen.
Yes.
I don't think anyone's having a harder time than our young people. They are, because this is a time when they're supposed to be blooming and blossoming into the world. And instead,
yes,
they're pulling their armor around them. And there's so much reaction and reactivity going on among our young people. And there should be just happiness and hope and anticipation of a bright future. And they really do have my heart. They have my heart. And it's one of the brightest generations we've ever had. And so to kill the anticipation and the hope of so many bright stars in the sky just really, really hurts my heart. So I feel for you, Tina. I really do. And I think it must be terribly hard to be a mother right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Glenda. And, yeah, I really hope the blessing does. I mean, it always helps, and it's very, very needed.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
It is. Bye-bye, dear. And my prayers are with you, too. Always. Always. Well, everybody, I think we just about have enough time to wrap this up. And, okay, let's see. Let me find my way here on this. We're going to go through. Except for me. Okay. All right. Well, I did one thing right. Well, hopefully I did more than one thing right, but this is a very confusing change they have made on the board. And quite symbolic of what's going on in the world. It seems as though a lot of unnecessary changes are happening. Now, we do know there are some very necessary changes, but it's creating a contagion of fear, a contagion of withdrawal from social contact and distrust of one another, and mounting scads of unnecessary changes to try to keep up with the situation. One of my blessings for the world is that we will recognize the stable and basic goodness that God planted into life, and that we may return to finding our answers there. Our answers do not lie in change. They do not lie in change. Our answers lie in the stable core of life, the stable foundation of life that allows us to have certainty and security as we go through changes. We can't put our faith in changes, because a change may require the next change and the next change and the next and the next. And that's what's happening. So we're trying to put our certainty and our faith in the next change that happens, and that requires another change. And the world falls upside down. Put your certainty and your faith in the eternal values that you can stand on with, well, it's hard to say certainty, but with a predictability, okay? And that your trusted values in life are honored and stand you up so that you can really walk on the earth. I recently read an article that pertains to some natural healing I'm looking for myself, concerning the spinal procedures that I probably will have in the future, but I'm trying to avert or not have to undergo the major procedures, just, you know, some holistic adjustments and refinements and procedures that I can gain from qualified individuals. Okay, so I do read a lot, and I'm searching, and I came across this one thing that was online. It was about how to protect yourself from falling. And right now, that's a concern for me because I don't have good balance with the uncertainty in my back. And the interesting thing, the reason I'm bringing it up to you, is because the core of the recommendation was to walk barefoot as much as possible. And the references were to indigenous people who live most of their life barefoot, how they almost never fall. Even at the age of 100, they almost never fall unless they're pushed over by something. They are rooted to the earth. And then they went on to explain a nerve channel that goes down our legs, and it's a special nerve in the foot, which when activated and strengthened will cause you to really connect with the earth and have such a stable footing. You would have to be pushed over by a horse or you're not going to fall. And it reminded me of the values we need to hold on to right now. There are some values that are so important, so strong. We need to hold on to those in the midst of change, or else the changes that seem to be endless will uproot us and cause us to fall in our life. Okay, that's what we don't want to do. Well, I don't think it's even good to fall physically, but we definitely do not want to fall in our life. We don't want to fall in our character. We don't want to fall in our mind. We don't want to fall in our hearts. We want to stand firm on the earth God created, on the foundation which we were given to walk upon. And so that is what I would really, really hope and encourage you to be firm in, so that you don't fall. And you don't fall for false information. You don't fall for, you don't fall when a friend betrays you. You don't fall when someone leaves their job and leaves a handful of extra work for you. You don't fall when you have a misunderstanding. You stay firm. You stay tall in your life, connected to the earth. And I pray for that every day for all of us, that we stay connected and rooted in the values that have proven to sustain our life, proven to sustain our health, proven to sustain and amplify our relationships. Focus on those things and let the changes just pass through you. Because right now, in the world we're living in, chances are very, very good that whatever change passes through you will pass on and be gone in a few days. And another one will pass on and be gone in another few days. They're going at that rate of speed, and most of them are worthless. My friends, most of them are worthless and serving worthless intentions to manipulate people, worthless intentions to manipulate countries, to bring about hostile activities, to manipulate medicine, to manipulate X, Y, and Z, you name it. Just don't fall for that. Let the changes pass through you, recognize them for what they are, and say, okay, tomorrow's another day. We'll see what changes are moving through the window tomorrow and pecking at my window tomorrow. And I'll let them through, let them pass, and I'll still be here standing tall. So believe in yourself. Believe in the love that you are. And what's the difference between doing love and being the love that you are? Well, that's a whole seminar in itself. And there is one in our archive seminars. But in the short story of it all, the love that you are is your capacity to love and your confidence that love is the core of your being, and knowing that that's where you can go to find the answers you need. Now, loving outwardly, those are the actions that come from the core that are then put to a beneficial use in the environment. But it's so important you notice the difference and that you know the difference. I know sometimes you've had an experience where you gave a benefit to someone. Could have been a present, could have been kind words, could have been any number of things, and they didn't care about it. They just either ignored it or maybe even had a kind of an ironic response, like, well, whatever, you know? And your feelings got hurt because that came from your heart. You really were loving someone. You were offering a good intention, and they didn't take it that way. We've all had that experience. And that could crush you if you think that's where your love is. That's not where your love is. Your love is your capacity to love. The fact that you were created in the image of God, who is the source of all love, who is the one who loves unconditionally. You can return to that core of love within yourself. Let go of all the things in the outer world that love didn't cure or correct. You know, you can't cure and correct everything, my friends. God can. But you can't. I can't. No human person can. And I think it really helps if you know that you are the loving source, because then you've got a better sense of where you have a real connection in life. And that's where you will direct your love. Where the real connection exists is where your love will actually benefit another person or an external situation or an external event. You know, I'm of course a chaplain, a minister, well, a bishop, but a lot of people in the world don't care about that. And I have a number of times passed by situations in the world or even auto accidents on the road. Sometimes I feel like I really should stop, and I have, but I don't go up to the accident. I find a first responder of some sort, whether it's a policeman or an ambulance person, 911 person, and I introduce myself. I'm a chaplain. Could I be of service? I don't barge into that situation. I first basically ask permission. Could I be of service? And often I'm told, yes, step aside and offer a prayer. In other words, I'm told exactly how to help, and I respect that. Because I'm not going to think, it would be the height of ego to think I belong in everybody's situation. God belongs in everybody's situation, yes. The Holy Spirit belongs in everybody's situation, but not necessarily me. But from a certain perspective, I can always be of value. Sometimes I will pass an accident on the road and quickly say a prayer and say, please, God, help these people. I ask on behalf of them because they may not know to ask. And then I drive on. And that's enough. So know where your connections sit. Know where your love can bring the greatest amount of benefit to others, because there are people all over the world hungry for love and needing it. But not all of them will recognize love coming from you. Okay? It's just the way it is. Well, I'll give you a good example I've encountered in counseling. One of the ladies I counseled a number of years ago, she's not here, so, and I won't say her name, but anyway, she kept agonizing over her former in-laws not accepting her Christmas greetings or her prayers or her attempts to reconnect with them. It was really hard to let her know, but I kept trying. You know, just send them love, but don't require a connection, because they interpret your love as getting back something you lost that you want to get back. That's how they interpret it. Just let it go. And then from your own space, just in prayer, send them your love and let it be that. Don't get involved. They don't want you back. Other people will want you. Don't waste your love on people that don't want you in their lives, because there are so many, many hundreds of thousands of people that want you in their life. They do. So find the people who want you and just say a prayer for the ones who don't and realize that's their issue. It's not yours. It's their issue. If somebody doesn't want love, that's their problem, not yours. Okay? Don't let your love ever be invalidated by anybody else, because your love is a sacred gift from God. Your love is going to walk beside Jesus now and forever. Your love makes a difference on this world, even if you do nothing but pray. If you have no outer way of showing your love, but you pray, your love makes a difference in this world. So honor your love, consider it sacred, and hold on to it no matter what. If the river gets rough, just sail on down the river. You won't hit the rocks. If the storms are in the sky, hold tight, and they won't blow you down. I know. I've been through a major hurricane, and I just sat there and listened to pieces of my roof being torn off, but I wasn't hurt a bit. And when I went out the next day, it was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe we didn't get flooded or drenched. It was unbelievable. But, you know, just be the love that you are. The storm will blow around you. And that's the best advice I could give to anybody. The problem is not everybody understands that. They really don't. And they are really tortured by the fact that people don't accept their gifts of love, because they're judging themselves by that. They think, well, they don't accept my gifts of love. They don't think I'm a loving person. You know how much that hurts? It hurts a lot. So be the love that you are, and then let the gifts you give be relevant to those who are ready to receive. Even our Father is that way, which is why in the New Testament we are told to ask. So I ask on behalf of everyone. And then we're going to give you a chance to be in your prayers, and you ask on behalf of yourself and everyone else you care about. Because as you ask, you receive. As you knock on the door, it opens, because God is listening. He's waiting for you to ask. He's waiting for you to receive. Many times, even though I have said these words, and I really do pretty much understand them, I have had my situations lately when I'm just saying to myself, why doesn't this clear up better? And then I remember, oh my goodness, I haven't asked. I ask and next day it's done. I mean, seriously. And my friends call me the queen of the 11th hour miracle. And I've learned to tell them back, well, it's not until the 11th hour I remember I have to ask. And of course, they laugh and I laugh, and we're all learning together. Don't stop asking. And I don't mean just ask with words. I mean really ask with your heart. Just say, oh, Lord, I can't do this by myself. Please, I need this. I'm up against the wall now. Be very specific. Don't just be general. Like, I need a better life. It's way too general. You ask for what you need. Okay? And we're going to get ready for our blessing conveyance now. All of this has been a blessing because Yeshua speaks through me, and he speaks through you. Everyone who speaks, the Holy Spirit is coming through you for the sake of others. And those of you that choose not to speak, that's okay. The Holy Spirit is with you, being a receiver on your behalf. So we're all doing it together, just in different capacities. Let's get ready by relaxing. Just be in your chair, your bed, your sofa, stretched out on the floor, whatever you need to do to be fully relaxed. The only thing you don't do is cross your arms, your legs, or any other body part you have, because the energy is going to flow up one side, down the other, and then it's going to alternate and flow back up that way and down the other way. And this will happen a number of times. Sometimes you will actually feel it in your breath, in your blood flow, in chill bumps that break out on your body, you know, God bumps that break out. You'll feel it. And sometimes you don't feel a thing because it's a very, very high frequency. And it's okay if you don't feel a thing. It's still happening. It's the Holy Spirit. It's Yeshua. And it's your Heavenly Father. All in coordination, bringing different levels of blessing to you. So now I just want you to take a deep breath. Fill your lungs with the breath of life. And hold it for just a few seconds. Now exhale thoroughly, cleansing your lungs of the cares you've brought into your day and your life. Now inhale again with the breath of love and hold it for as long as you can. And then exhale it as thoroughly as you can, giving love back to a needy world. Now inhale as fully as you can. Okay. And exhale. Now that you have your rhythm, please continue as I offer my prayer and invitation to Yeshua. When I'm finished, you will begin your prayer to yourself, to God, but saying it to yourself. Yeshua, we thank you for being with us this day and every day, and all the times we don't notice, all the times we don't even call on you, but you're there waiting to be called. We ask on behalf of all of those times. We might forget to ask. We might forget to call. We are calling you now to be with us in our joys, in our pains, in our doubts, and in our certainties. For all of these are part of our life as we know life. We ask that you help us to know life in a better way and to know ourselves in a better way, that we are radiating from the core of our being, which is love, from the core of our being, which is innocence, which is the child of God. We thank you for coming into this world that we may see the presence of God in a human form and know that our separation is being cured, is being held again as wholeness for all of us to reach for, to seek, to hold, and to fulfill. Thank you for all the love that has been poured into this meeting today from our community for each other. We ask to be radiant light into the world, so that what we receive as a blessing, we may radiate out into our communities, our families, our friends, and our work, that the grace of God can pour through our communities, through our work, and ease away the conflict, the friction, and the apparent need for more change than is necessary. We're discontent, Father. We're discontent, and we admit it. And we ask for your grace to heal that discontent, that we may find that wellspring of peace within ourselves. We are conflicted, Father. We admit it. And we ask for you to be with us and give us simple, basic, innocent perspectives upon life, that conflict shall become irrelevant, unnecessary, and absolutely unequivocal to anything we would ever call truth. We are withdrawn, Heavenly Father. We admit it. And we ask for your blessing, that we may be reunited with one another, our families, our work situation, our friends, our community, that we may join with one another, even though in spirit, even though we're not physically connected all the time, we ask that reunite us in spirit. We ask the Holy Spirit to bring us realizations and understanding that is unavailable in the world because it knows not the teachings of the Holy Spirit. And we ask our brother, Yeshua, the living Christ, to be with us, to strengthen our love within, that we may know that love as who we really are. And now we surrender into peace, trust, relaxation, and nourishment from our Father, the Holy Spirit, and Yeshua, to be healed, to be enlightened, to be relaxed, to be resolved, to be guided and taught, that we may create the world within ourselves that we choose to have in the world around us. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now for conveying the blessing? Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now complete your receiving by just resting quietly for about 7 minutes or longer, as long as you wish. If you go to sleep, that's fine too. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.